From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would consider lifting sanctions against Russia if Moscow cooperates on matters of common interest. Trump made the statement in an interview with the Wall Street Journal newspaper. He said he would keep sanctions in effect, at least for a period of time, but might lift them if Russia helps combat terrorism and collaborates with the U.S. on other matters. The United States initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. Last month, President Obama imposed additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence the presidential election. The president-elect also told the Journal that the U.S. One China policy, which declares Taiwan is part of China, would be up for negotiation. A Chinese government spokesman responded, saying the One China policy is the principal foundation of Sino-U.S. relations and is not negotiable. Several hundred people braved rain and cold temperatures to take part in an anti-Trump demonstration in downtown Washington on Saturday. The Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Coalition Network sponsored the rally.
We come to say to the Democrats in the Senate and in the House and into the moderate Republicans to get some backbone, get some guts.
The rally came after President-elect Trump criticized civil rights pioneer John Lewis on Twitter, calling him all talk and no action. Lewis, among the most revered leaders of the civil rights movement, said in an interview he would not attend Trump's inauguration because he did not consider him to be a legitimate president. This is VOA News.